You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Motherlode Podcast. We are your alternative parenting show. I'm Constance Zimmer.
And I'm Missy Pyle.
Listen, we all know parenting is fucking messy. Everything you see is a lie. We all know it.
And we want to rip the Band-Aid off of being a parent. All right. Hey, everybody. On this week's episode of The Mother Lode, we have Carter Oosterhaus and Amy Smart, who happen to be married.
Oh, tell me more.
They're married.
Okay. And you may know Carter from Trading Spaces, Carter Can, Red Hot and Green, Million Dollar Room, and
More importantly,
he has a winery. And well, he's going to bring us some free wine, hopefully. And
that is important, but not as important.
He has a charity called Carter's Kids, and they go around and build playgrounds all over America for areas where kids need them.
Everybody needs a good playground. I just wish they were doing more. I mean, I feel like, my God, they're so lazy.
Well, they do have an organic mattress company.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Whew. Yes. And you guys might know Amy Smart from a million things, movies and television. She was on Shameless. She was in Just Friends, The Single Moms Club. And now she is on Star Girl.
Entrepreneurs, environmentalists, philanthropists.
We have some traveling stories, one that was a write-in and something that Carter and Amy wanted to share because it's so stressful traveling with kids, as we all know, and we give some tips. And so you should listen.
Just the tip. Listen on
The Mother Lode. It's so funny how I always call you Amy Carter because I put Amy and Carter together.
Amy Carter.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are one person.
Yes. Yeah,
so Amy Carter and Carter Osmond.
Well, we have been together 8 years. So there's been a long time of it.
There has been a long time.
By the way, everyone thinks my last name is Smart House now. Oh, they're like, Amy Smart House.
Amy Smart House. That's good.
Like, good friends are like, oh, it's not Smart House.
It's not Smart House. By the way, why wouldn't it be Smart Oosterhaus? Why are they cutting half of your name off?
Well, because it's a long name.
Maybe they think
because
that
of our new brand that we did.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Let's talk about that.
The mattress.
The mattress.
The mattress.
I know. Who
the
knew?
Get busy on it.
Here's the deal. We don't know where to begin with you guys.
No, I don't.
Because I just know that there's so much to talk about.
If I don't leave here without a case of wine and a new mattress.
Nobody's going anywhere.
We're not coming back.
I'm not coming back.
And Carter to build you a kid playground near your house.
That would be great.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Great. Let's do it.
Everybody needs one.
So you guys are new parents. Before you had kids, you were working with kids all the time, building the playgrounds, mm-hmm. right? And you have a bunch of organizations. You have Carter's Kids, right?
Yep.
And I would imagine you definitely judged kids before you had your own kid.
Sure. And parents.
And parents.
Yeah.
So now let's figure out the best way to talk about it. And you might as well, because you were also there with building the playgrounds and the kids and stuff. What were some of your biggest fears having been around other people's kids and other parents that when you became a parent, you were like, we are not going to do that, and that our kid is not going to do this? Do you guys have some stories?
Yes.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Well, you think about it. I mean, like, I think when you see other kids who are just like, you know, they're running around, not listening to their parents, just bratty little kids, you're like, that is still, it's still like a worry right now that we're, because we only have one child. She's 2.5. And
welcome. This is a one child only.
Yeah, that's right. Totally, right?
One and done. That's what, like, the name of our podcast should be.
I don't even know if we should be talking about this. But regardless, you worry so much that your kid is going to be that bratty little kid that is just running around. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I don't know if you say bratty like that. Maybe sounds a little, that's a little harsh, I guess.
You can say bratty. There's bratty kids. Bratty.
Okay.
Kids are bratty. I think all kids are sociopaths in the beginning. Yes. So that's
And you just feel like bratty. You're like, oh, are we like bad, you know, LA parents who are letting our kids get away with too much? I don't know why LA was thrown in there, but maybe.
It's all we know.
It's all we know.
That's what people think.
That's what people think. Yeah. And so I think we're still adjusting to that. Like even this morning, she was just a terror. She was super sweet. She was helping me, like, you know, whatever, in the garden this morning. And then, like, after, like, before we left, she just became a terror. And you think, like, oh, we always give in and give her what, you know, are you giving too much? You know, are you letting your kid get away with too much? And that's sort of like, that's for me, because I do care what other people think. So
I'm pretty sure we all do.
I know, but I'm pretty bad about it. That's like the whole plane ride thing. We'll talk about that in a second.
I know. We're going to get to that because I do. We want to make this episode about traveling with kids and, you know, try and give tips and stuff. But I think it's fun to give people an awareness of where you come from and how old your kid is and the things going into becoming a parent that you thought were going to be easier and the things that are now harder and that you have no way to fix it except just to live through it, right? And so, like, we try on the podcast to give little just bits of here's an experience, here's how they fixed it. Here's an experience. Here's how somebody else fixed it, you know, but trying not to cram advice down people's throats because we're all just doing the best we can, right?
And maybe just tell them a story that, you know, maybe is horrific so that you then go, oh, I'm not alone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest. I mean, my daughter is so sweet in the morning and then the minute, like, she senses, because they don't like transitions, especially the little ones. Because your daughter's like 3? Two and a half. Almost 3. Yeah, and it's sort of like, you're here, and I sense that you're leaving, or whatever, and like, she spit in my partner's face. Again, that's her thing now.
She spit again?
She's been spitting. Boy. It's been fun.
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new thing. It's not like a full, like, bite.
Yeah, but it's like a little spit. Like, where did that come from?
And then she came into me in the kitchen. I was making her lunch lovingly, and she's like, Daddy spit at me. And I was like, did he? And then he's like,
and that's where it started.
Anyway,
what's been like the most surprising thing, would you say, for you now as a new parent going into what you thought? You're like, I'm prepared. I got this. We've been around other people's kids. We're not going to do this. We're going to be better at this. And then all of a sudden they just, you know, slap you in the face and you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my patience. I thought I would be more patient with her and resilient. And I think it's because I'm a little bit older. You know, she'll smack my face out of nowhere. And
were you talking back to her?
I know, right? Nice. I wasn't giving her what she wanted. No, not really. She'll randomly come and just like smack me or like come bite my leg. And first of all, she's a lovely little person. But I think it's like when she gets tired or when she, you know, just needs a little like attention or whatever. And I am learning to, like, I need to calm my anger because my anger goes fast. I just have like fiery energy and I just, the retaliation in me just wants to be like, don't smack me or I'll smack you back. And I'm not doing that, but I want to. And I hate that feeling because I'm like, okay, she's like 2. She doesn't know. She's learning her boundaries and I have to be the example. But it's a real struggle inside of me not to act back like just out of instinct.
I totally hear you. Yeah. I mean, my daughter, I don't think you had a daughter that was very physical, but my daughter's been physical. She still tries to hit me. She tried to hit me 10 times yesterday and then is like, and then had a meltdown about, but I was gone for 3 days, you know, and working and it was, you know, and so I think there was a little bit, she can't express her, so she doesn't know how to say, like, and it's like, the definition of mindfulness that I keep reading is like having an emotion and letting it pass through you. And that's like without acting on it. And I, because it does pass through you. Like, and then the hour later, you're like,
Yeah.
But if you were to have acted on it, you'd be, or anyway, you would be like beating yourself up for 2 days.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's like, where is the...
Yeah, and the few professionals that we've talked to on this show, because we are not
other than us,
always say the key thing is that your kids want you to pay attention to them. So however they're acting out,
right,
it's the way you pay attention to them with what they do. So if they've noticed that they smack you or they bite you and you give them your full attention all of a sudden, that's why they continue to do it or will continue to do it. It's a crazy thing because we're all reactionary people and you're just...
But don't you think it's also a balance too? I mean, because you can't just sit there and give in every time your child wants more attention. But then you... Guys, it's like running through my head, I hear other people say... Well, they're 2.5. Like my mom, you know, she'll be like, well, you know, she's 2.5, Carter. You just give her as much attention as, you know, she wants. And she'll, you know, and then you're just like, okay, but then I'm giving her everything, you know, and then I'm giving her a world. Now I think I'm spoiling her, you know, and then, and as a dad, oh my gosh, you know, with a 2.5-year-old, I love that child, you know, ridiculously. But you still think like, okay, am I giving in too much? But then she's only 2.5. So you don't know. You know, that's where the struggle comes in of like raising a child who's going to always want and always get. Or are you setting some boundaries?
Have you guys found that your parenting ways are similar? Or are they like
he looks at me smiling. I know, like, whoa.
Right.
I'm definitely more like the disciplinary one. I feel like I let her get away with a lot less.
I think the moms always are, I have to say.
I know. And the dad comes in and is like, wah-ha! Yeah. Totally. The kid. Daddy, take a bee! Right. Yeah. Right. I want a dad party! Right. Dadapalooza! Right.
There's a reason why they're called Daddy Little Girl.
Yeah.
What about the boys? Not Daddy's Little Boy?
I guess
so. Yeah, I think it would be the opposite. I think if we had a boy, you would be harder on him.
Probably.
And I would probably be like, but well, somebody, just
Yeah, somebody told me that the other day, which is like having a boy, said that, you know, because you kind of, as a male, you know, like if what that boy is capable of doing and what he's not, where maybe that's the same way with
Are you trying women? To say women are unpredictable to men?
Always.
Maybe.
Maybe a little.
Hey, you want to talk about something simple?
I love simple.
Okay. Let's talk about simple health. Because it is all about care that fits your life. It's making birth control simple, convenient, and affordable with online prescriptions and free home delivery.
So whether you're brand new to birth control, you're just tired of dealing with renewals and pharmacies, Simple Health is there going to take care of you. You just fill out this online health profile. A doctor then reviews you, decides that you're a good candidate for birth control, and writes you a prescription. You pick the birth control you want or have your doctor recommend the best one for you. Then it ships to your door monthly. I was on the pill for like 10 years. This would have been amazing. There's no interruptions. It's free with most insurance plans. Starts at $15 a month without insurance.
That's insane. But look, Simple Health isn't a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor, okay? They still want people to get pelvic exams and pap smears and all that fun stuff. But you can now get at least the pill in a much quicker,
faster way. It's awesome.
It's
convenient. You don't have to wait in a waiting room or the pharmacy. You don't have to go in the middle of the night because, oh, shit, I forgot to go pick it up. No judgments, no hassles. You can see a doctor. There's like 100 trusted brands of the pill as well as the patch and the ring. They're going to help you pick out the best product for you.
And look, the annual prescription is usually $20, but our listeners can try Simple Health for free, okay? Just go to simplehealth.com/motherload. Or enter the code MOTHERLOAD at checkout.
That's right. Just give it a try and thank us later. Once again, that's simplehealth.com/MOTHERLOAD or MOTHERLOAD at checkout.
Do you have a ritual, Missy?
Yes. I wake up. I look in the mirror and say, hey, you. That's about it.
That sounds really good, but it doesn't sound as concise as ritual. Vitamins.
Oh, the vitamins.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Because I think we all want to do the right thing to keep our bodies healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But even if we eat kale salads and drink green smoothies all day, which I do, I'm still not getting all the essential nutrients that I need.
They have the nutrients that most of us don't get enough of from food.
That's right. They have 2 easy-to-take capsules, provide 9 nutrients that your body needs to support a strong foundation for your health.
Ritual is vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free, and allergen free ingredients, and their sources are out there for the whole world to see. They're not hiding anything.
Yeah, and if you want to start the subscription and then you're like, oh shit, I didn't take it every day, I need to snooze it. And it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached.
So look, better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months.
What? Fill the gaps in your diet with essentials for women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your bod.
Visit ritual.com/motherload to start your ritual today.
That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/motherload.
Make it your new ritual. I know Amy and Carter, we've known each other for a couple years now, and we were talking at an event, and Carter was telling me about what's been going on with the traveling situation with Flora, and I would just love for you to talk about it, because Missy doesn't know anything about it,
okay.
And I want to hear your side, Amy, and I want you to talk about it, because I think it's a great discussion. Traveling with kids is fucking scary and hard.
The worst. So the context is in this story is that so we also we live back in Michigan, so we go back and forth a lot.
You live in Michigan and in LA.
Yeah, and okay. So usually in the spring we go back there. We take our whole family, our dogs, our cat, whatever, you know. And I usually drive back, so I've been doing that for quite some time, driving back from LA to Michigan in
How long is that
spring. Well, if you do it straight shot, it's 34 hours.
Ooh. Right.
So we go back, and then in the fall, of course, we bring the car back with the dogs. And for me, it's a fantastic trip because I like get to just hang out with the dogs and, you know, do my thing. But now that Flora, our child, has now that she's around, now it becomes like a Amy doesn't want it to take. You don't want to go on that ride, do you?
No.
A 34-hour car ride with how many dogs?
Well, now we just have one.
Oh, you know
when you have one? Yeah, that's the other one.
I'm sorry.
But we'll get another one.
Yeah.
We'll have two.
But he rents a minivan, and he sleeps in the back when he wants to, like, fall asleep. So you
like on the side of the road?
I have so many funny stories.
With one dog?
Yeah. Why don't we tell them the story that was the hardest?
The story that was, well.
She was probably 16 months old.
Yeah. And so my fear probably stems from this story. So we put her on the plane. We think, okay, we're going to take a flight back from Traverse City or from Detroit to LA. And we think the flight was at seven something at night.
It was like right when she should probably just go to bed for the rest of the night. We're like, perfect. She'll just fall asleep for that 4.5 hour flight back.
So we're sitting in the middle section of the plane. And why that's a detail, which I'll tell you in a second. It's dark and people are falling asleep and stuff. And we put on a movie, though. She doesn't really like watching TV at this age, you know? So she's just like, and she falls asleep on our laps because it's just, we have two seats. So she falls asleep on our laps.
Yeah.
This is great. This is going to work out
this
so well.
Even better.
So it starts getting really warm in the plane and she starts sweating. And this is maybe like 20 minutes into the 4.5 hour flight. And she starts sweating. She gets up and she starts crying and crying a lot. The entire flight, she's crying. And I think that's also a rite of passage, right? I mean, I think that's you kind of, like, I think everybody who has a child has probably
been
through some...
She's just squirmy and hot and annoyed. Yeah,
and she was sweating.
And so tired, you know, like, probably overtired.
Right. And so she would just not go back to sleep. So anyway, so I end up walking her up and down the aisle.
But we keep giving her more milk, more water, more milk to try to, like, let her fall back asleep or just, like, calm herself.
And... this child, I swear, she was just so loud and so obnoxious. And
it's like a quiet flight, you know, because it's like going back.
Trying to sleep.
But then, like halfway through it, you know, she does the thing that children do. She goes to the bathroom and it's all over my shirt.
Wait, where's pee? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So from that, I can't.
Oh, so that was it. You were like, I'm never bringing her on the plane again.
I just don't, I'm scared to travel with her again because it just
freaks me out.
He's traveled
with her. When I was working in Atlanta this summer, we brought her a bit back and forth from Michigan to Atlanta. And I was like, at one point, I was like, Carter, you just have to take her. I just have straight work and I'm going to be working nights and like, it's just going to be our time is going to be. And the minute I was like, you're just going to have to take her. And he was in Atlanta. He was like, sweating, just like.
Well, she tells me the night before. She's like,
on the plane.
And I can hang out with her all day long if we're at home doing whatever. But like,
he's
on
like
the plane,
panicked for the plane now. Yeah. Like he's like he has
you
a slight almost, trauma.
Maybe you need to take get high before you go, just have a couple drinks.
Yeah, totally. You need to relax. It's fine. It's totally cool.
But I wonder if you should do a flight that is like 1 hour. Like do like
we did.
Oh, you did?
So you could do Atlanta to Traverse City.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so you could do that like direct, which is like an hour and a half. And it is painful. I'm telling you right now, like I hate snakes.
Yeah.
I hate traveling with my daughter like I hate snakes.
It was
so bad.
That one was bad too?
But he's fine when I'm there.
That hour and a half feels like it's 22 hours.
Was she
totally
upset
squirmy
on that one too?
She's squirmy and she's just like, she's gotten to a place. I'm taking my buckle off. And I now I told her like the captain.
I have the flight attendant come over and I say, What is she supposed to do? And these are the rules for being on the plane.
Yeah.
And then often too, I'll bring a little like some of those bunnies, those Annie's like sticky bunnies.
Yeah.
We call them sticky bunnies. And I'll be like, if you.
Oh, those Annie's organic gummies.
Uh-huh. If you sit with your belt. I mean, I bribe the shit out of my kid.
Oh, God,
when
you have to when you're on the
plane. But then like when you start giving more sugar, I feel like she just starts feeding into it as well. Right, and then gets more.
I used to bring a surprise gift every flight we took. I would have a surprise toy, whatever it was, and most of the time it was something that we had to put together.
Yeah,
so that it wasn't just like open it and like, oh, that's it. Thanks a lot, you know. But it was something that you could put together. So, and they really want the final product before the plane lands.
That's
right. That's good.
So it's like a lot of people freak out and they're like, oh, they'll throw it and they lose a part and blah, blah, blah. But no, they don't because they really want that so bad to be together. And sometimes, you know, if you get one or two because you want them to play together. But I will say for the first like 7 years of Coco's life, every time we got on a plane, she was like, where's my surprise toy? And then that became our tradition was that every time we got on the plane, she would get something that was a surprise and she wouldn't get it until she stayed in her seatbelt. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all these kind of logistical things. If you don't, then you won't get that. Mm-hmm. And then she was like the perfect travel because all she wanted was that surprise toy.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's really good. I like that. I think we could adopt that. You know,
but it's a fun thing. It's not, and again, I'm not saying don't go buy like new toys.
Right.
You can also, I mean, I buy all my toys on eBay, but just think of toys that actually.
Congratulations again. Every time she tells me, I just want to say
because Amy and Carter are also very eco-conscious. And I want to talk about that too, about how you guys raise a kid.
Right.
Well, can I?
Yes.
I just want to say, I too have like a little person on the plane, and like some of the things that I found were really fun is like, clay or Play-Doh because you can stick it on the little tray in front of them and we like the sticky notes
right
and we would like
try,
and just
yep try
things that,
that
stick yeah. Oh no that didn't work.
I just feel like she just gets like she's like
still
dude
antsy.
This
you
is boring
hold on. You know she's you like I've seen Carter because she hasn't watched a lot of TV and I mean a little bit but come like the flight I remember last summer Carter was like we have to get her into the iPad. She's got to watch
trying to train her to want to watch it. And she wouldn't at all.
So,
which is good in the long run. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm now like doing everything I said I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You're right? And I'm like, just look, watch this. Watch Peppa Pig.
Desperate
it's cool.
Measures.
You know, it's Peppa Pig.
Oh, Peppa Pig.
Have you guys noticed that that it looks like a penis in a ball sack?
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I never did. And
that's the first thing I said.
Missy had never
like
noticed.
Like a hairy ball chin.
Yes. Amy never noticed either.
I didn't look. I wouldn't be I wasn't looking for it.
It's right there. How can you miss it?
I know. I don't know. I mean, it is so shocking. Yeah.
We have to figure out how to get rid of your PTSD.
I know.
I don't know. Bring Amy.
No, because by the way, you only have to do it one time and it be a great flight and then that's over. That anxiety is over, right?
Yeah. I will say, though, my daughter was actually pretty good from 0 to, like, 2.
Yeah.
And then for 3, I was like, ooh. She started – because people would say, like, wow, your daughter's
– Yeah.
She's – usually he because she looks like – she's just got curly red hair. He's so good on the flight, which another thing, like, I don't know why anyone ever genders a child. You know, it's like my daughter can
I just
be,
did that yesterday. I was your daughter's so
I do
cute.
It, too.
Oh, that one's a boy. I know. I'm so
I do it too, and like,
I was called a boy as a little girl.
Yeah.
And it's traumatizing.
I was called a boy yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was to tell you.
Yeah, that is the thing too, right? That all their people are always want to like go out of their way to say, oh, what a great kid. Or, mm-hmm. oh, if your kid was crying the whole time, they just give you like dirty looks.
Look,
like,
yeah.
As it's not, I just get so frustrated. So
yeah.
At three, she was actually worse.
She was.
And really? Now she's better.
How old is she now?
She's four. Oh. Not the whole year, but like there were a couple flights that I was like, holy, I felt right. like you. Yeah. But I actually, I don't, it's weird because I care so much what people think about me. Like I'm mm-hmm. a relatively like insecure person uh-huh. on the actor. But when I'm with her and she's doing her shit, yeah. like, or whatever she's having, I actually don't. Unless I'm with my family, it's mm-hmm. so like my extended family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't care if I'm on the plane and I don't know anybody. And they're like, someone could be like in fact, this was not on the plane, but the other day I had Zoe in the shopping cart and she was crying because I had given her like a snack and then she wanted another one. And mm-hmm. I was like, I can't give you another one of those. Uh-huh. And so since she's in the shopping cart crying uh-huh. and, and I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm remaining.
Yeah.
Remaining calm.
Yeah.
But then this person comes up to me and it's literally a person in a dress with a full beard. And the person's like, excuse me, why is your child crying? And they were clearly like, maybe I couldn't tell like what was going on with that person. But I was like, excuse me. And they're like, why is your child crying like that? And I just was like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, it's a long story. And then I just kind of walked away. But, whoa. You know, that weird, I got shamed by like
yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. But if I'm with like my extended family,
yeah.
sometimes when somebody's like to their kid, like, you're not, we don't do that at the table. And yeah. my daughter's going, blah, 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 and I'm like, maybe, you know, I feel yeah, that yeah. pressure.
Do you ever feel weird when like, if your child is crying and then somebody else comes up to try to help you
oh, right.
figure out the crying
your
child.
Own child
because yeah. when people do that to
a stranger
me,
you mean
yeah a stranger yeah.
you want to punch him in the face
totally
yeah
it's
right?
frustrating
yeah. you're like don't worry dude I got this okay I can take care of it you're just making more this chaotic situation worse
for a stranger to be like you want me to give you some advice or have you maybe you're not holding her the right or maybe you should put her
yeah.
with her face out the window
right.
you know I'm always like maybe you should go fuck off
totally
don't as fucking a, tell me
and
what
by the
do.
Way don't give any candy either that's the other thing I'm just like shocked how
sorry,
many people
that I do
oh I can't believe you do
I
that.
Give organic lollipops not to babies
so many people give candy too that's the other thing I'm like my child has enough sugar just
yeah chill. I just felt because it was an organic lollipop it was
okay.
better
How do we?
It is. It's only 4 grams.
It's only 4 grams.
That's not terrible.
I want to figure this out for you because I know you can, and I feel like you just need one flight.
I don't want to.
I know.
Like I don't like. I know that sounds bad, but I'm just kind of like, okay.
What are you going to do when you want to go to Europe with Flora?
Don't.
I mean, he's like, I'm bringing her.
Yeah.
Bringing like, me.
Right.
I don't feel like I have a super big urge to try to figure it out either, though.
Yeah.
I'll help you. Literally, if you know, you're like, okay, we're going to be in the air 2 more hours. We're going to have to figure it out. You know, the flight will land.
Does she like my music? Daughter, have you done your headphones?
I've done different kinds of headphones. I bought her like the little, you know, goose headphones, the little bunny rabbit headphones with the ears and stuff.
Right.
And that didn't work.
No, she actually now, if we put like a fun little movie on, you know, on the back of the seat,
yeah.
she'll watch it for like 20 minutes or something. I'm like, damn, that's good.
Yeah.
More power to you. You can keep doing that. I will. I'll drive across country.
I was like flying back with her this like, you know, a month ago. And I'm like, damn, really? You would drive 5 more times cross country and not endure a 4-hour flight?
Is this going to be a big battle between the two of you?
No, because she's going to become so much better. In like 2 years, she'll be fine, right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
I think so.
You'll never know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, she will. She will. Because
she's already gotten better. She's already gotten better.
Yeah, where she will care more about watching a movie for 2 hours. She's 2.5. She's not going to. No.
No.
And especially because you guys are like us. We've talked about this before, is that, you know, our kids didn't watch a lot of television or a lot.
Right.
So for her, for Coco on a plane, whenever she saw anything on the back of those seats, she was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And it was, some of it was, she just had no interest in. And then others was like, oh, a show about cats,
right.
you know,
yeah.
like whatever, because they've never seen television. Mm-hmm. I remember Coco hadn't, like, in the early days.
Just sitting here talking about this makes me think like, oh gosh, are you going to tell me I have to go down a flight tomorrow with her? Like this, right. That it's like that.
It's a thing. It's a fear.
It's for sure a fear. And I don't know what it is. And I fly all the time. Like we all fly a lot, yeah. Right? But it's just so like when I'm flying by myself, it's, you know, it's just so
and
easy.
Is it just her crying? Like what if she's not crying?
It's sort of the fear of worrying that she's going to want to get coming out. And yeah, something's going to happen.
Maybe she senses that in you.
She totally does. I think my dog does too. But that's a different story. But I think my dog does too. Yeah.
I'm going to fail.
Yeah. Oh, no. Where's wow. That's going.
Oh, great. I don't know. Now Carter's not going to sleep at all tonight.
My dogs.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Sorry. They can smell fear. Yeah, they smell fear. That's right. They can. I mean, animals smell fear, right?
Yeah.
Why can't kids?
They should be able to.
People always say how they can sense what you're feeling, but I can't tell what. I mean, maybe I'm
others?
Just disconnected. Yeah, I can't. I'm like, oh, this person felt this way, and someone's like,
it's just on a subconscious level, I guess. You never know.
Oh my God, this is exciting. Can I ask you a question, Constance?
Go for it.
Do you experience stress?
Yes.
Have anxiety?
Yes.
Chronic pain?
Nope.
I do. In my neck.
Do you have trouble sleeping then at least once a week?
I have trouble sleeping at least 7 times a week.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're not alone.
Because
all of us do, or many of us, I should say. I mean, personally, I use CBD every night to sleep.
I have a little thing in my neck that from an injury. Probably like everybody else, going out of a spinning bookshelf in Home Alone 4. I was searching for anything that would help, and then I discovered Feels.
Do you guys know what Feels is? It's a premium CBD that is delivered to your doorstep.
It feels naturally. It helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, sleeplessness.
Yeah, and what's crazy is all you do is take a few drops of Feels under your tongue and you feel the difference within minutes.
Right, and it's CBD. So if you're new to CBD, Feels offers like this free CBD hotline and text message support that can guide you to have your own personal experience.
And I will tell you, it's natural, okay? It works
Constance
naturally
loves natural.
To help you feel better. There's no high hangover or addiction.
That's right. Just join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You save money on every order. You can pause, cancel anytime.
And no joke, I mean, Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. That's what we're here for, to help you. So become a member today by going to feels.com/motherload, and you will get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
That's feals.com/motherload to become a member and get 50% off automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/motherload.
Feel it.
Let's talk about Talkspace.
Let's talk about giving me some space.
Ugh. If I could only get some space from you. This couch is not big enough.
Some people don't want space. That's why there is Talkspace.
Did you know that the average college campus has one mental health counselor for every 1,700 students?
That's not enough. There's a lot going on in those first couple of years of college.
Hard-ishes.
What's amazing, though, is Talkspace has a student plan. So students can connect with their therapist in less than 24 hours. And they can choose from a selection of recommended therapists and get started right away. No waiting.
That's right. You can choose your therapist. If you find out the first one, you're like, I'm not jiving with this, they can always switch therapists. No extra cost.
Talking to people saves lives.
With the Talkspace student plan, there's never a need to schedule an appointment. That's pretty amazing because there's always a therapist in reach, like between classes, late night study sessions. There's just always somebody there.
And college is stressful. So do yourself a favor. The price of traditional therapy puts getting help far out of reach for almost everybody, including students. So a whole month of Talkspace can cost about as much as a single face-to-face therapy session. That's incredible. Take advantage of this. The Talkspace student plan will pair your student with a licensed therapist trained to address the challenges they face.
So to get started for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/student.
And make sure you use the code MOTHERLOAD to get $65 off.
Whoa, that's promo code MOTHERLOAD at Talkspace.com/student.
I also want to talk to you guys about being parents and new parents, and before having a kid, you guys were very eco-friendly, eco-conscious, eco-aware, all of the ecos. And now having a kid, the awareness of the things that are much harder to keep up with and ways that you guys could maybe share what you're doing, what kind of tricks you're doing to, you know, stay eco-friendly with a kid. Because we talk about it all the time, like with kid comes a lot of crap, like a lot of shit that you have to have or you need to have.
So much stuff.
Oy. And they're, so I would just love to see, because it's, you guys are, it's, you're two, it's two and a half, and this is when it's the most stuff.
Yeah.
So I would love for you guys to just share some good green tips.
Don't you think it's also the most critical time too for the kids, because they're like, you know, they're sponges. So they're absorbing everything that you give them or don't give them or teach them how to be eco-friendly.
I think one of the big things is hand-me-downs. For our baby shower, like, I just was like, I would rather have hand-me-downs. I mean, I registered for a couple things, but like, please, I'll take that used crib. I'll take that, you know, I'll take whatever clothes that are in good condition. And we keep getting bags from like different family members or friends. And it's so much fun, actually, because some things that I wouldn't have bought for her, but I'm like, that's so cute. I'm so happy she has it and she wears it. And, you know, of course you weed out the things that you're like, I don't want to put her in this. But like, I think, you know, kids grow in and out of shoes so fast and clothes, and it just, and books and toys. And it's just a constant like ebb and flow of like, you know, and it's a lot of money if you're buying all this new. And it's kind of like, so we're now giving, starting to give away to like kids that are younger than us. And what do you
say? No, I'm just thinking of how much shit there is. It's just crazy. Going over to my brother's house, they have so much stuff. And I'm like, dude, slow down. Your kids have way too many things. And then so they're always like, here you go. Here you go. Hey, I'm bringing over. And I'm like, don't, we don't want any more stuff. But to Amy's point, I do think it is cool when she does get little dresses or whatever Flora does. And she's like, oh, this is Mia's dress, or this is Anna's dress, her cousin's. And it's like a cute thing, right? Yeah. So she's, again, like absorbing that, like, oh, this is actually a fun thing. So hopefully she grows up.
Yeah, I think people don't realize how much you appreciate hand-me-downs, because you can get a bag that could have stuff that will fit them for 3 or 4 years.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden you have a day and you're like, oh my God, she grew so much. I don't have any socks that fit anymore. And and you go into those bags and you're like, oh my God, socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just like the most random stuff that you're not then panicked that you don't have it. I mean, I have handed down everything. Uh-huh. Like every single thing that leaves my house that's from Coco goes to whatever kids are the right age. Like if they fit in these clothes, if they like these toys, like when Coco just gave like as a gift for a birthday for Zoe, hand-me-down toys.
Right.
Like, and because
that's good.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I tried to ask people not to give presents just because she's also like weirdly doesn't like to open them right away. Like she didn't open your present for like almost 2 weeks. And then I was like, let's open this now. And she loves those babies. And like, she has like a dollhouse, and then you gave her a small one. So it's kind of like the apartment.
Oh, cute.
I love it. She'll take the mermaid and put the one baby with the doll with the smaller doll with the baby, and they're holding each other and takes the clothes off.
But like, she does.
She loves to strip her. All of her.
Yeah, like they don't know that they didn't like come out of a, they don't care that they didn't come out of a box and they're brand new. And like,
they don't.
That's the thing that we have got to instill in our kids is like the reusing of things that somebody loved. Like, oh, my daughter loved this. Like, I remember we gave an Elmo doll to a girl, like one of my friends had a baby, and it was a well loved Elmo doll, like really well loved. And she almost appreciated it more. And she was like, it smells like Coco. Like, and so it's like everybody thinks you have to buy the new stuff. Right. You know, I bought Coco's toys on eBay. Like I was all about the packaging of stuff again. Drives me. I'm sorry, what'd you just say?
I said congratulations again.
Thanks. I'll take that one.
What is like enough is enough? Because I don't you feel like their kids have way more toys than
less is more.
Is more.
My partner's always just like, we cannot have any more. Nothing else can come in.
That's like Carter too.
Unless something goes out. And I agree. I mean, but when you're, I think also like we all had kids a little bit, you know,
later.
No offense.
Cool.
But like And so many people, I had a very hard time. I wasn't able to, you know, I had 5 miscarriages. Yeah. Mm. I mean, and it, so it was like, it took forever. I know. Yeah. I don't know how to, never know how to like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Not the, it's yeah. not the appropriate. I get it. I know. Congratulations. I don't know. And so by the time I finally had a baby, I mean, everyone came out of the woodwork to give us shit and be like, yay. And I, and then it was like, she had like 100 stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, and people would come over and I'd just be like, oh, no more, no more. Yeah. Fuck, what am I going to do with all this?
Right.
Which is also like such white person problems. Like, what am I going to do with all these things?
Well, I just think there's just more toys on the market. Yeah. And like now.
They're and cheap and easy to get. That's and Amazon.
Is, right?
And
you can just. That's what it is. Easy to get.
I mean, people can just, all they have to do is click, click, and then it's sent this to your house.
Right.
And,
but I, you can, I mean, again, I think we did the same thing where it was like, if any new toy comes in, you have to take a toy out.
Right.
Or we would always, every month, we would say, what toys are you not playing with? Mm-hmm. I bet you there's a lot of kids that aren't as lucky as you, as unfortunate as you to have this many toys. Mm-hmm. Let's go and let's donate it to an organization for kids that will play with it because you're actually not playing with it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I think there is this thing of them giving up something. And where's it going to go? Mm-hmm. There is something about like the Toy Story movies of like putting your toys and where are they going to go? Who's going to play with them? Right. So if you give them the idea that another kid is going to love this maybe more than you do because you haven't played with it in so long because you got this new thing for your birthday. Mm-hmm. So it's like teaching them about, yes, what we have is great and we're all so lucky and we have enough stuff. Let's give the stuff that you're not to other kids that aren't as fortunate. And any organization like places for, you know, battered women and where women,
I was going to say, maybe it would be great for us on the website to list or when on this particular episode, we'll have like some
places to donate.
That's gently, what I'm always looking for.
Gently used toys.
Because I was, I actually did do a look-see search.
I don't know. On the world,
on the world, on the www.
That's right.
To try to find a place, and I found it a little harder to.
I
to
did too.
Find than a.
Yeah. There's Baby to Baby.
Yes, Baby to Baby is amazing.
Uh huh. It has to be like brand new or really good condition, though.
Yeah, but
and so sometimes that doesn't qualify for some of the stuff.
Right, but it is true that you can find ways to get the stuff out of your house and give it to people who could really use it because we have too much.
Yeah, there's also like a network of people, you know, like, I mean, I do give a lot of stuff to friends that have, you know, that have small, my housekeeper's daughter just had a baby, so I give them a lot of stuff and like even stuff that they can't use. She's like, yeah, just give it to me. I can find homes for it.
Can we be candid for a moment?
Oh, boy.
See what I did there?
I did. Let's talk about the holidays. I know it's like early to talk about the holidays, but if you're like me, you don't want to go through another holiday season taking closed mouth photos while everyone else is going chishing, showing their teeth, grinning ear to ear. That's why I'm getting my photo ready smile now with clear aligners from Candid.
Listen, Candid's aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average.
That's right. An experienced orthodontist who's licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. Then they show you a 3D preview so you can see your teeth are going to look after you're done. You're like, yeah, I want that.
They're also comfortable, removable, and completely invisible.
And they ship your aligners directly to your house. There's no hassle. You don't have to go to some orthodontist's office.
I hate offices.
Yeah, 65% less than braces.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And with each aligner purchased, wait for it, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe, 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe.
Look, I'm going to have a photo-ready smile by the holidays, and you can too.
Go to CandidCO.com/motherload and use code motherload to get $75 off.
That's CandidCO.com/motherload, code motherload for $75 off.
CandidCO.com/motherload.
Do you need us to say it again?
Yes. Code motherload. How are you guys doing with like nutrition and organic foods, and where are you guys at that? Because knowing what you guys were and how strong you were with all of your organic stuff, and then you have like a kid that throws it in, it kind of shakes it all up. I'm also curious to just hear how you guys are
keeping it organic.
Yeah.
We've kind of kept ourselves consistent with how we live our life. So we have a little organic garden, and now she comes out to it and she'll like pick a tomato, or she'll have a little thing of kale with Carter. And I think that we role model, and it really, I mean, they copy their parents. So if she's like, oh, I don't like that. And then, you know, say Carter's, we're eating something. Carter's like, ooh, this is so good. Mm. She's like, well, I want some. Right. You know,
well, and yeah, so, and we haven't like totally changed, because she's, you know, now she's in our lives. So we haven't totally changed our day to day. You know, and I know it sounds weird because you have a 2.5-year-old, so you, obviously a lot of things change. But we still try to keep it fairly adult around the house, I guess, if that's a thing. You know, meaning
cursing
like,
and walking like, what do you around mean, naked.
Well, I mean, you guys are doing that before. So, I mean, food. If we're talking about food.
Yes. I went back. I was just the image of you guys cursing and walking around.
Oh, my God.
Your house.
Can I tell you what my daughter said the other day?
Yes.
Which is the funniest thing.
Go ahead.
So she's right at the age, this is totally just changing up, but she's at the age right now where she, like, her room's fairly close to ours, and so she's like, mommy, daddy, like, you know, 5 a.m. wants to come in bed with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one.
So you have to get her out of the bed, right? And so I go into her room, and I pick her up, and I was like, okay, she's like, I want to come in bed with you and mommy. Okay, sure. All right, you know, this is kind of a newer thing, and she goes, daddy, but I got to poopy. You got to change me first.
He was
and
butt
was
naked, like, by the way. Okay.
And I'm
like, sure.
Okay. Yeah. No. But so I'm sitting there, and she looks at me, and she goes, you got to change my poopy first. And then her eyes go down, and she looks at me, and she goes, daddy, you're naked. And I said, yeah. She goes, oh, so you just go poopy in your bed. And I was just like, I mean, like, it wasn't like even a question. It was more like, okay, so you just shit the bed. Yeah. That's what you do.
That's
her thought.
Listen,
now.
It's great. Leading by example.
Yeah, exactly.
Kale with Carter and just poop in your bed.
That's what you do.
Just shit your
Kale
bed.
With Carter.
You know, anyway, that's a whole different story.
Well, something I will tell you, just because this goes to vegetables, this stays on the same topic, and being naked in your bed, right. Is don't ever tell your daughter that your privates are called a pickle. So Coco.
Oh, you mean a penis?
Yes. Coco used. Okay. So she went to the bathroom when she was like 2 or 2.5, 3, like around Flora's age, and saw Russ in the shower naked. And she was like, oh, I saw daddy's. And I said, what, his pickle? And she goes, his pickle. I saw his pickle. He was having a pickle party in the bathroom. And I was like, wait, what? And I thought it was so funny, and it was so cute that she called it a pickle. So we kept it, and that's what she called it for a year, until we went to a restaurant. Waiter said, would you like a pickle on your hamburger? And I swear to you, it was one of those screams that, like, you've just seen a ghost. I mean, she went, and we all were like, what happened? And I looked at the waiter and I go, she thought a penis is called a pickle.
You just explained it.
So sorry.
Like, oh, okay.
So anyway, so that's my gift to you. Yeah. Don't call it a pickle.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the playgrounds that you're building. Yeah. I think that's really unbelievable, and I didn't even know it. And
well, thank you. I mean, that's super quick. We just built one yesterday in North Carolina, in Winston-Salem.
Oh, my gosh. That's where I went to college.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
North Carolina School of the Arts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's where we're just there. Just got back yesterday. And so we built one there. I started this in 2006. It's called Carter's Kids. And we go all around the U.S. and build playgrounds for low-income neighborhoods, boys and girls clubs, schools. Like the one yesterday was a magnet school. It had like a very mixed diversity, which was fantastic. I think it was 800 students. And it was awesome. It's just so much fun. When you build a playground, it's like, takes like 2 days, you know, to build it, but it lasts for like 20 years. Yeah. And the amount of change for these kids, originally was started to fight childhood obesity, but it also helps with the cognitive development within children. And, you know, when you can put something shiny and new, and then you're fighting like cell phones and TV and stagnation for kids, that's a big thing, especially in a lot of neighborhoods. So for me, I'll build them anywhere. And we're fortunate enough to build 10 a year. So,
do you get asks from certain cities, towns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. People write in for a playground, and then we try to figure out how to make it happen. So then we come in, we're like the one-stop shop, you know, where we just go in, figure out the funding for it, if they have funding. And then, you know, because we're just, you know, it's a, I don't want to say well-oiled machine, but it's, you know, we kind of have it figured out to this point. And we see if it's viable or not in that specific location.
Right.
With the town.
And I think that's just incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I was just in the South Carolina at my mom's house, and we were trying to find a playground, you know?
Yeah.
And also trying to find one that was like, you know, not overrun by people who shouldn't be in the playground.
Sure, right.
And it was really hard. So yeah. We're driving around, you know, so it's...
Maybe you need to build one in South Carolina now.
Just in one in South
Carolina. Just one.
Just right by where they live.
Perfect. Greenville. Okay.
That's awesome.
Greenville.
And how can people...
Greenville, like Spartanburg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. She's in Easley, which is a, you know, I mean, just a small town outside of.
Yeah, we worked there once.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think playgrounds are so important right now because of what you said, like phones and people wanting to be indoors because it's like, oh, nothing's exciting outside.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, this is far more exciting in here.
Yeah. And then when you have just the urban sprawl and concrete jungles, that's even, you know, more difficult, right? Because the playgrounds aren't a thing that people, you know, generally lean on or go, you know, it's not the first thing. But what we also are seeing is that the communities where we build these playgrounds, it's like, you know, your kids are naturally attracted to go to the playground. They're like, yes, shiny, new, fun, running around, being kids. And then you see the parents because they're like, oh, I live on 6th Street. And you're like, oh, I live on 7th Street. Well, what about that fence that's, you know? And so you see this like this just... this area that just becomes a magnet for parents to, you know, start to communicate and take care of it. So usually when we build playgrounds, to your point, is that we try to get the community to help build. So that way they will take care of it once we leave, you know, so they will keep it up and maintain it. So.
Where can people write in?
It's just me and another guy who run the playground, and it's carters-kids.org. And it's that easy, you know, not Carter's Kids, the clothing line. We have
I know. I looked it up and I was like, Carter's.
Right. Yeah, totally. So it's about carters-kids.org. Yeah. We're doing another one in Dallas in about a month. And then we hope to be doing one for Super Bowl in Miami.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Did you want to talk about the mattresses?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go
I just want to ask about them.
Go ask about the mattresses.
What
about
the mattresses?
Sake.
Okay, guys.
How did that happen?
Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, when we first got married, we moved into a house and we had a couple extra guest bedrooms and we wanted to put some eco mattresses in there. So I had the responsibility of getting one. Carter got one and we had one from before. So we kept searching for a really great organic mattress. And at the time, it was like a bean bag of like just heavy, dense
sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Or there was like greenwashing mattress that's not really green, but there's components that are. Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity to first join up with Nest Bedding and we created our own mattress. And it did really well for a couple of years. And then we wanted to finally take the leap and create our own brand and our own company. So we did that and we went to the mattress factory and we really understood what was going into the mattress. And our biggest deciding factor was we didn't want to put foam in our mattress because it's very controversial. Even if they're like, you know, it's a certified foam, it doesn't off-gas.
What happens with foam? Why is it bad?
It degrades over time. It creates dust.
A lot of it's made from petroleum.
The components that are in it.
So
a lot of it's made from petroleum.
Yeah.
And even if it's not, it's like the way that it's like synergized and put together or with other chemicals. It just is like one of those ingredients that could potentially still be toxic.
And it won't last too. Meaning like it will only last so long because it's only set up to last so long. So there's no like sort of support or give back with a foam mattress.
Yeah, and you spend a third of your life.
Yeah.
Totally.
So we created these mattresses that are like super clean, luxury, eco, comfortable, supportive. And we really tried to keep the price at a good, fair price with also having a really nice ingredients in the mattress. So we didn't compromise the product for like the price point. We tried to keep it as
There's so much greenwashing in mattresses, which is the crazy thing.
It's marketing. I mean, it's crazy, you know?
What do you mean greenwashing?
Well, like they could be like, oh, it's made with organic cotton.
Right.
It's eco, right. But it's really all just foam inside. You're like,
so a mattress company can have like organic.
I didn't even know that.
A mattress company can have like organic all over the mattress, like on the mattress, organic. And a lot of them do. And there's no organic gradients within it. There's that's sort of like a billboard for the mattress world. And by the way, we never thought we were going to get into mattresses, but we just realized that it was like a thing that nobody really talks about. There's so many companies out there that just make straight up foam mattresses that figure like, hey, you're going to have it for 2 years. And millennials also are like, you know what? I'll have this for 2 years and then I'll throw it out. Not even thinking about like how many are going into landfills today.
The life of that mattress.
It's waste.
So, you know, when we were little kids growing up, you thought you had a mattress for like 20 years, right? So we're trying to, again, just bring that sort of sensibility back with one that lasts. We have a 20-year warranty on our mattress. So, and I don't know many others that do.
That's awesome. Where can we go get one?
Online, smarthousecollections.com.
Yeah, smarthousecollections.ions.com. We have mattresses.
Maybe we'll give you guys a motherload discount.
I'm going to go get one like tomorrow because I'm pretty sure there's foam in my mattress.
I got an idea. So if somebody goes to smarthousecollections.com and types in motherload, right now we'll do like a 20% discount on the mattress.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, so we'll I'm going to do that immediately.
Yeah. I was like, I'll take a 20% discount.
And that's on the sheets.
That would be the pillow code.
We have organic sheets too.
So,
yeah.
No, motherload.
We'll just have motherload. It's 20%. 20%. We'll just do that.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Oh my God, I'm literally going to get one today.
Yeah. Okay, now, really quick, this is going to be a great thing to play into. We have a working moms episode that's coming up because we were both away from our kids and working. And I know that I think Stargirl, right? Was that the first job that you had to leave Flora for?
Yeah.
And how'd you do?
It was just a lot of last minute figuring it out. But like I went to Atlanta, found a place to rent, found a couple sitters, and then would bring her and I would just do the juggle, you know? I mean, it was definitely
I did in Toronto,
hard. Twice. But, you know, the my time off I would spend with her. And then when I would work, like sometimes I'd have my sitter bring her to set and then like go back and take her nap or sleep in my trailer randomly. But you know what? It's hard, but it also feels good going back to work.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping you were going to say. Because, you know, there's a lot of moms that have a very hard time. They feel so guilty and they try to extend and extend and extend. But I think that you need it for your healthy kind of heart and mind and soul to remember that you are still who you are. You have a kid. Yes, it's changed your life. But you shouldn't just stop being who you were.
Right.
You know?
Definitely. I mean, we had many conversations after Flora came. Because I definitely, for the first year, I was like, you know what? That time, that bonding with your child and, you know, having a career before, I was like, I can afford to really stop for about a year. Because this is what I've wanted. We had crazy fertility issues for 5-6 years. So finally having our child, I was like, we've wanted this for so long. Let's really value our time. And, you know, you do have your child for the rest of your life. So then you have to then transition back to, okay, well, I did enjoy my career. How am I going to find the balance with being a mom now and wanting to give my child enough attention and have a career? So it's tricky.
Yeah. And also, go ahead.
Well, no, that time is so finite. The first, you know, I can't believe she's already four and she will be. I remember when Coco was like, I love hanging out with my friends, like in the episode that we did with her, which is amazing. She was like, I just love my friends. And like, would you rather hang out with me and your friends? And I remember her saying like, well, I mean, I love you, but I love my friends. And I was like, oh, that's not that far off into the future that they're going to be like,
bye.
And that's our idea. I mean, we are guiding them to eventually go be alone in the world.
I mean,
on their own.
Yeah.
But it's good because I think it's important that we also just remember that we have to give ourselves that time and that space in order to recharge, to be
better parents.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I think you could ask your friends who are also working moms because they give good advice, like how they figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, friends help really each other sort of navigate this world of trying to find the balance.
Yeah. Thank you,
Amy Carter and
Carter Smart.
Smart Easter House. Smarter.
Amy Carter and Carter Smart. Perfect. That's what you're. That's, you. What
that's
you're
the new name.
Cute.
Appreciate that.
Carter Smart House and Amy Carter. Carter Amy. We're just gonna really.
Thanks
mess
for taking
out.
Your time to come spend time.
I know. Thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you guys.
And in advance, thanks for the mattress.
Oh yeah.
Motherload.
That's right. Motherload. Okay. Bye. Okay, here we go. Super excited. I love when people confess their shit.
Oh, thank God. And now, I confess.
Hi, my name's Jessica, and I'm worried that my son might be a sociopath. How do I tell if my kid is actually capable of expressing empathy and not just faking it? How do I know if he's a sociopath? Thanks.
Okay. I mean, you got to get some more information.
Well, first, let's just say we are not experts. I don't know if you guys haven't figured that out yet, but we are not experts.
Here's the other thing, too. Like, we don't know how old that kid is because the fact is, like, until a child learns empathy, they're all sociopaths.
I mean, there's adults that don't know empathy. Does that mean they're sociopaths?
Probably. I'm not a doctor, but...
Are we trying to say that people that leave confessions need to be more specific?
Yeah. I mean, this one is a little tricky to... first of all, I just want to say I'm sorry. I would think like we might need just a little bit more information. But I do know that, you know, it a small child has to learn empathy from you and from, you know, life. And so like they don't come into the world with empathy. That's something that has to be developed. And I think it's in the prefrontal cortex. I shouldn't say that because I don't know if that's entirely true. But, you know, so much of a child's brain takes so long to develop. And so we can't think like, or we think like, oh, they should know how to handle this, but they're still learning. The best thing you can do is model empathetic behavior, I think.
And also I would say that if that is actually a serious question, that you might need to go to a developmental doctor to actually have the kid assessed to find out clinically, developmentally, brain-wise, personality-wise, if that's true or if it's just a little kid being a shit.
And again, thank you so much for that message. Again, if you're going to give us a call, maybe give us a tiny bit more information so that we can, you know, like maybe the age of your child.
I don't think people want us to help them. I think it's why they're not giving us very many details.
Well, that's all right. If you don't, then we'll just comment on what you had to say. But give us a call. Our phone number is 213-259-3235 if you have anything you want to confess or get off your chest. Or if you have a question you want us to talk about something, you can also send us an email at themotherloadpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can what, Constance?
DM us. Yeah.
We really are looking forward to being DM'd. We have dimmed the lights. We're both drinking wine.
Just damn kidding. Straight.
Yeah, so DM us at the Motherload Pod.
Hold on. Wait. Don't go. Hold on. Just hold on. Before we go, we want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors.
Here is a quick reminder to try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/motherload.
Yes, now that's ZipRecruiter.com/MOTHERLOAD. ZipRecruiter.com/motherload.
ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Remember, you know your child better than anyone else.
And don't overthink it. You're doing a great job.
Hey, 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 hey. Got the highest toys, got the lowest lows. Yeah, I'm full of love, I'm full of joy.
This show is executive produced by Constance Zimmer, Missy Pyle, and Sim Sarna. Associate producer is Daniela Silva.
Editor is Wayland Productions. Music is by Josh Cook and Alicia Eagle. This is a Cloud 10 production powered by Simplecast.